Okay, so I'm joined by Daz Bellaby after tonight's pretty spectacular Laidler Cup playoff, which the Barns eked out just finally on the penalty shots. A cracking game then, Daz.
It was nice. It was a great game for fans. I think Saturday was a great game for fans, but I think that one beat it on entertainment value. I'm pleased with the fans first and foremost. I'm pleased for Perry Dawes that he stepped in as captain, which is a big boost to feel. And what a great advert for the NHL ice hockey.
Yeah, I mean, it was an entertaining game. Nottingham certainly came with a system. They were keeping their guy high, looking for
Never underestimate Nottingham. Every time we've played them down here, we've had trouble breaking levers down. I think he's their best player. It's a shame he's retired now. But you know, we know we're always in for a good game with Nottingham. They never showed up at their barn when we played them. But tonight, obviously, they've got their own little system. They was posting that man high again, and we were having trouble picking him up. It could have gone anyway. Unfortunately, Josh Bruce and Josh Nichols came up big in the penalty shootout, which is not a great way to. It's a great way for fans to enjoy the game, but it's not a great way when you're on the bench.
I'm not sure if it's great for fans either. It was all pretty tense.
I handed everything over to Phil Lee tonight, and I said, Phil, after Saturday, I was absolutely emotionally drained. And I said, I haven't eaten all day today. I was nervous about the game today.
Hooray, still champions!
I was nervous, and I said to Phil, you know what, I could do that. You're not playing, and I could do your experience on the bench, and he came and transformed me. And I'm pleased with Phil Lee as well. So
a cracking game, but it was a cracking tournament all round. I think all three games were.
From a personal point of view, I would have rather seen Coventry in the final tonight, but they didn't do enough to beat Nottingham last night. From a financial point of view, it would have been better for all clubs of Coventry. But you know what? We couldn't fault the crowd tonight. They were behind the boys. And obviously, I'm sure it was a great game for them to watch. But believe me, when you're on the bench and it's going to penalty shootouts, I had to come into the quiet room for just a couple of minutes and get it done and get it dusted. And luckily, Josh Nichols came up and... And call credit to Josh Bruce, he's playing with a bad elbow out there.
Obviously worried about him after Saturday.
Yeah. I'm sad for Rob Ealy as well. I'd like Rob to be here, you know, captain all season, and he misses the playoffs. But you know what, Perry done a fantastic job. And he's been a massive player for us all season. Massive player.
So obviously it's been a big season for the Barons, and we'll hopefully have a bit of rest over the summer and catch up with a few rays and
Mate, relaxation. The fishing season starts for me tomorrow, and that's what I'll be doing. Ice hockey will be the furthest from my mind. The players are going to have a couple of weeks rest, and they're going to decide what they're going to do. Obviously, we've got the end of season presentation in 2 weeks, where we can actually go there and relax and not be under any pressure. So yeah, we're looking forward to all this. So yeah, it's great.
And the season starts proper again in September, but hopefully we'll get a couple of friendlies in before then.
We're trying for a Solway friendly in August, and I believe we're away at Oxford for another pre-season friendly. We owe them one for the last one they gave us this season. Obviously, you know, it all starts again in a few weeks with signing players and seeing who's still here, who's not. But for now, I'm going to go and enjoy the night, and I'm going to have a bit of a rest and do some fishing. And I'm just pleased for the fans and pleased for the players.
Right, it's been a cracking season. Well done, Daz. Well done, the team.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And thanks to all the fans.
Okay. Ta.
Cheers, Gareth. I'm going to go and have a break.